those music DJs, revolutionaries, they have some fun because you get to listen to music. You know, one of my friends is a DJ here. We're back on the Rational Revolution, by the way. You know, and they have to talk, and they got a morning show, and I always joke around about, you know, oh, geez, tough gig, man. You know, but they get to listen to music and have fun, and so I just like, let that song go. But hey, it's time for my musings. This is fun too. This is pretty cool. We get to talk to some amazing people like Mike Madrid, who I really hope you guys take a moment to read that article. We will post it. It is eye-opening because, like he says in the article, it's not something that is talked about. I mean, really, when I read it, I was like, holy crap. Like, this was not, you know, we learned about Japanese internment camps, but what happened during those two mass deportation events was a larger activity of rounding up a certain, you know, socioeconomic or you know, ethnic group than what happened to the Japanese during the internment camp. So like it's wild and it's not talked about. And this is what is on the table for potentially happening again. And I'll be damned if it happens here. We can't let that happen. And this is, you know, kind of what we talk about every week is that authoritarianism wins when people don't stand up. That's what he said. And that really stuck with me because what I'm going to talk to you about now is some of the to-don'ts of talking politics during Thanksgiving dinner. This is the last episode before Thanksgiving, and I want to talk to you about that. And so it's not the to-dos, it's the to-don'ts of what to don't do during Thanksgiving. And hopefully this helps. And the first one that I have is don't bring it up. All right, that's the first to-don't. Don't bring it up. Don't be that guy. My friends, we are not that guy. However, if someone does bring it up, that brings me to number two, which is don't back down. Like Mike Madrid said, authoritarianism wins when people don't stand up. There is strength in numbers. And so when we take what we believe, and you are right, we are on the right side of history. Don't be afraid of that. That's not one of the to-don'ts, by the way. But because we're still on don't back down. Don't be afraid because we are on the right side of history and there is strength in numbers. And some of these bad actors, when more people are on that side of history, there is a wave that will happen. So don't back down. We are divided and we don't get better and we don't heal by letting someone steamroll you even when you're in the right. And that kind of brings me to number three is don't forget that they're family. If you're at their house, you're at their house for a reason. And while knowing you are right and knowing that you're not going to back down, approach the conversations and come at those conversations from a place of love and concern for your family. I talk about her all the time. I have an aunt that believes that Donald Trump was sent by God and people are, you know, the elites are drinking children's bloods and all that kind of stuff. It's insane. I love my aunt and she's in a bad place. And I do engage with her when she engages with me, even how it's disgusting and pretty disrespectful to some people and not at all the person. That's the most heartbreaking thing is she's not at all the person I knew growing up who taught me to be a good person and be kind to people and all that. That's gone. But I keep trying because, you know, I do understand that she is my family and I don't want to give up on her. That's really hard. And that brings me to number four is don't give up trying to change hearts and minds. And because again, we are not going to give, or we're not going to win the battle for people's hearts and minds by giving up. And the last one that I have, number five, so the five to don'ts is don't leave the night in a bad place. You know, many times this could be the only time you see these people all year during Thanksgiving. And don't forget that they're family and don't leave it in a bad place. You know, it's there's a way to navigate these conversations. And I've said this before, I'm not going to agree to disagree with you because you're wrong. I respect your right to have the wrong opinion, but it's wrong. And if we learned anything from a conversation with Mike Madrid today, good people don't do the things that Donald Trump has talked about doing. Good people don't support those things. Good people don't support rounding up 20 million people and kicking them out of the country and separating families. And all. That's not who we are. And I want to say something. And I'm not saying this to, you know, boost my own ego or get goodwill or have a, you know, whatever. But I'm trying to make a point. I don't just say these things on the air. You know, I truly believe them and I live by them. And I hope you do too. Like a little bit about me, I have a small business. We own a car dealership and it's a very small one. We employ like 7 people. So, you know, I did that. I became self-employed because I wanted to be able to have a legacy to give to my kids if they wanted to do something. I also wanted to, be able to spend time with my kids and they can come to work and I can spend time with my wife at there and, you know, and just kind of take control over what my career is. I have everything to lose by speaking out. I do. Everything is at stake, but I do it anyway because I believe that if I don't, that's worse than losing a business, you know? And if I can do it, it breaks my heart when people say, I don't want to get into it. It's like, no, we have to for the future of your children and this country. And the world, as Mike Madrid said, we are, you know, this is the driver of the economy and the conscience of the world. And if we are in a place where we just don't want to get into it, well, we're going to not get out of this. And so, guys, if I can do it, so you can do it too. I am thankful for all of you. I am thankful for the opportunity to flap my gums on this microphone every week. For my family and friends, I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday and take those to don'ts and enjoy your turkey and stuffing or whatever. Go Packers! And we will talk to you next week on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Thanks for joining us.
Go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.